Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, somebody told me yesterday that, well, you know, this whole thing will start to die down on the college campuses. I was a little skeptical, as you might think. And, of course, now we continue to see these protests erupting all across the country. Hundreds have been arrested, and now USC is now canceled their main graduation ceremony. They say that they would expect upwards of 65,000 people on the campus at the main graduation between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock in the morning, basically. And the security measures and the costs in place, given what's happening right now, seem to be a lot more of a concern and a little more insurmountable. And so they've canceled that graduation. So my question is, I think we might see maybe some similar occurrences at some of these different colleges. And that's a shame for the students that wanted to go to college and wanted to be able to walk through graduation. But my friends, as we see these protests continue and we see these agitators and we see what they're calling for and we see the behavior, we are very, very right in our concern about this. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition, and we're glad to be with you here on this Friday. Hope that you've got some great weekend plans. But before we get to the weekend, we're going to get through Friday, and I think we're going to do it well. We've got a program that's chock full, as always, this morning. We've got some great guests coming up throughout the hours here, and we'll take your direct messages as well. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine or send us a direct message. You can also give us a telephone call this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. And no, you don't need any credit card information. So that's a plus, you think, as we head into the Friday edition. As we mentioned about USC, we'll tell you about that. Then there's another story we're going to tell you about, just sort of a more of a microcosm of what's happening in these demonstrations. Some anti-Israel protesters don't know why they're protesting. I mean, I kid you not, my friends. It's getting weirder and weirder and weirder. And, of course, also we'll talk about what the Supreme Court is talking about in terms of looking at presidential immunity. And we've got some great audio clips from President Trump himself and others as we make our way through the morning. All right. So we've got quite the agenda, as it were. And once again, let's start here just with this news about USC, because I do think it's significant, because as these protests continue and they grow and they're a little bit more unsettling every hour, basically, it just seems that I think a lot of colleges are going to say, why take the chance? Why put ourselves in that position? And it is a shame, because what happens when a mob can shut things down and have their way about it, that is really, really sad indeed. So this from Fox News. University of Southern California announced Thursday that it was canceling its main stage commencement ceremony for 2024. As anti-Israel protests have shut down its campus. Now, others in the mainstream media might refer to this as pro-Palestinian, but really, it's anti-Israel. And it, if anything, it's pro-Hamas. And we've been through this. We've been talking about this ever since these things really started cropping up. And another thing occurred to me as well. You've got these students, and they want to help the Palestinians, right? Now, they could protest and they could, you know, lock arms or tie themselves together and have with the milk jugs in the middle of them and this kind of thing, and they could try to do this, which really is not going to have the major impact that they think it will. Although, and I do want to reiterate here, I do think that ultimately these kinds of protests, this kind of behavior, is to work in concert with the idea of seeing that the United States can continue to degrade its support for Israel and give the Biden administration cover that it needs to either begin to distance themselves or become much more critical of Israel, and by virtue of that, try to force Israel essentially into some kind of a deal that is not going to be good for Israel, but will give Joe Biden some kind of bragging rights in the election, because that's what this is about, right? The bragging rights for the election, to be able to say, we saw this was happening, and we stopped the genocide, or this, you know, words to that effect. He may not use genocide, but that's the implication to these different groups, and especially young voters who they think, hey, we're going to try to bring them along with us. We're going to be critical of Israel in ways that would be so detrimental and would be so harmful and lay the foundations for more problems with Israel, or for Israel, I should say, that they just don't care. They just want the votes. So this again from the article: with the new safety measures in place this year, the time needed to process the large number of guests coming to campus will increase substantially. As a result, we will not be able to host the main stage ceremony that traditionally brings 65,000 students, families, and friends to our campus all at the same time and during a short window from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., USC stated on its website. The university noted that individual school commencement ceremonies, doctoral hooding ceremonies, and other celebrations and activities will still be held between May 8th and 11th, though it warned students and their families to, quote, allow more time to get to their commencements due to heightened security measures. Well, you know, as I said, I think for the young people, for the students that, you know, wanted to go to college and get their degree and then go out into the world or do whatever it is they're going to do after graduating, you know, they really want to walk through those ceremonies. They're not protesting. They want to live their lives. But here we go, folks. It's the new normal of disrupting everybody's lives for some kind of cause that many of them just don't even understand or know about. But it's Free Palestine. There you go. All right, folks, stay right there. Hour number one is underway. Stay with us.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
CNN is reporting 28 arrested during a protest at Emory University, and the pepper balls were used to disperse the crowd there. About 33 people were detained on Indiana University's campus during the protest there, police also say. And this just is really starting to go across the country, evidently. And folks, we all see what's happening, and we all understand, too, that a big part of the genesis of this, and I think, and when I talk about that, what I mean to say is that you have so many of these protesters that are, first of all, anti-Israel, but they're really pro-Hamas in so many ways, if not out and out saying we are Hamas, right? But even if you gave them the benefit of the doubt, let's say, and simply say, well, they're really pro-Palestinian. They really do believe that there's this problem and that it needs to end at this moment and this kind of thing. Even if you just gave them the benefit of the doubt on that, well, we're still back to the genesis of this issue on the campuses, which has to do with a very liberal bent. In fact, liberalism is probably the only thing you can have on campus in many different ways, right? Essentially. And an anti-Israel opinion or viewpoint is prevalent. And so when something like this happens in the world, well, we're not surprised that these protesters say and do what they're doing, because they really have been led down the wrong path. And it's really very, very unfortunate. However, that being said, you should be able to discern what Hamas is. You should be able to discern what happened on October 7th. you should be able to discern why the response against Hamas, which is was embedded among the Palestinian people in Gaza and in such an intimate way that it's, in other words, just not, here's our Hamas stronghold, and then outside is everybody else that lives in Gaza. It just, it was not like that. But you should be able to discern what October 7th was. Now, earlier I heard some audio clips and so forth on various news programs of some of these students or activists, maybe that's a better term to use at this point, some of these activists, terrorist sympathizers, that say the most abominable things, like, well, October 7th was the greatest thing in the world, basically, because it showed that the resistance is now being essentially resurrected, right? Like a phoenix from the ashes, and here we go, and this, the resistance. And, of course, resist against who? Israel. And it is very terrifying indeed, because you can't justify one little tiny bit about October 7th. You can't romanticize it. You can't say, well, it was about time. Israel got what is coming to it. This was a good start. Whatever you might say, you know, whatever words could be used to try to justify what happened. You just can't do it. And if people are doing it, well, then you know, lock, stock, and barrel, where they're coming from and why they would be a threat. Even here, domestically, how could you say such a thing? How could you believe such a thing? People are free to believe what they want. Yeah, we all know that. But as soon as somebody enunciates that, now you know exactly where they're coming from and you know exactly what their proclivities are. And I think that's really, really important. And something else that occurred to me, too. Let's say you were a well-meaning person and you really wanted to help the Palestinian people. Instead of protesting and locking arms and just disrupting everything, well, why not raise money for, like, you know, international aid? You know, why not try to get some big donors? Heck, you're at USC, for goodness sakes. Right? You can't find some deep-pocketed donors that you could create a fund to help for international aid? The reason I say that is because I think when you and I look at this or we see some kind of problem, you know, you think, well, okay, how could you help it? How could you help it? What would you do for somebody if you genuinely thought they were really, really in need? Would you go down to the grocery store and chain yourself to a grocery cart and make a barrier or something? No, of course not. I'm drawing attention to this thing, and everybody would say, well, you know, you're not really being helpful. So, again, I'm just saying, and just put it in this context, if they really thought they could do something for refugees or for people who are non-combatants who are being displaced and things like that, then why not go around and ask some of these very well-to-do folks who have stuff to do with USC and ask them to write a check? I mean, get on the news, you know, this kind of stuff. But no, you have to yell death to America, right? You have to go after the Jews. This is madness. And yeah, I know I'm harping on it. I get it. I know I'm harping on it, but I think it needs to be harped on, to start. But for real, this is a very, very big problem. And as I promised, we do have an article about this. This is from Newsmax. Anti-Israel protesters, quote, don't know what they're protesting. I would be laughing. It does elicit laughter, but it is incredibly scary at the same time. Two Columbia University students who hastened to join the pro-Palestinian or anti-Israel protest at New York University have gone viral on social media for admitting they don't know the purpose of the protest. I gotta tell you, I don't know, folks. This isn't, it's not entertaining in the grand sense, but it's like, I can't believe this. I'm laughing because this is just, I'm in disbelief. Well, I'm not really in disbelief. I believe that they don't know. In fact, I guess I'm not too surprised that they don't know. But it is something that makes you say, okay, what's the world coming to if you don't even know what you're doing out there? Because you know why? Because they'll do what anybody, whatever the, quote, leadership says, or the cult leader, or whatever it might be. In the video, the unidentified students stand near the steps of the NYU campus as a line of NYPD officers clad in riot gear monitors the crowd from behind fencing. The footage was shared by the former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Wednesday and has since been viewed 3.6 million times. I think the goal is just showing up, showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stop. I honestly don't know all of what NYU is doing, one student who was wearing a nose ring said when asked about the main purpose of the protest. The interviewer asked, is there something that NYU is doing? I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they are, she replied. She then turned to her friend and asked, do you know what NYU is doing? Her friend, who was wearing a black face mask, no surprise here, then asked, about what? I'm telling you, no, it's not a sitcom. No, they're not acting out some, you know, funny situation from some TV show. Do you know what NYU is doing? About what? Her friend asked, from behind the black face mask, basically. About Israel, the student clarified. Why are we protesting here at NYU specifically? I wish I was more educated, her friend said. All right. You know, I got to tell you, folks, back in the days when Mike Myers, the incomparable Mike Myers, was on Saturday Night Live, and they would do the sketch. I'm trying to remember what the sketch was called. He would say something like, because it was coffee talk. That's right, coffee talk. It was coffee talk. And every time that they got to a point where they were kind of breaking up and, or, you know, it was a funny thing, and he'd say, and they couldn't continue, he'd say, all right, I want you to talk amongst yourselves. The Holy Roman Empire was neither holy nor Roman. Discuss. And then they try to reconstitute their composure. I wish I was more educated, her friend said. I'm not either, the first student continued. I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia when we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. Oh, well, I guess the clarion call went out. But they still don't know. But you and I get it. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Oh, my goodness.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Trump attorney D. John Sauer.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
The special counsel attorney argued against absolute immunity. Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes in New York has been overturned due to an error by the judge who allowed testimony about alleged assaults not included in the charges. A cargo ship, the Balsa 94, has sailed through a newly opened deep water channel in Baltimore after being stuck in the harbor since the Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago, halting maritime traffic. The ship sailing under a Panamanian flag is headed for St. John, Canada. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To Kyle Warren. You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Did you think this fool could never win? Welcome back as we continue through the Friday edition. Hour number one's really just flying by. I can't believe we already passed the bottom of the hour. But we are going to continue, folks. We've got a lot more. The program is chock full this morning. We've got Denise Simon. We've got Chris Markowski. We've got Frank Salvato. And we've got Patrick Hyland. So I hope that you have some time to spend with us. Get some your favorite snack food and maybe beverage. And sit back or simply relax. Or you know, if you're driving, though, you know, both hands on the wheel. That's for sure. But whatever it is that you're doing this morning, if you're up early talking about news and politics, we're glad that you're there. We've got an eclectic audience listening to this show, and that's really very gratifying to me because I think we're bringing a lot of different people together, different walks of life, different parts of the country, and we all get together in this wonderful overnight community that is really, I think, just it's. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think it's something to write home about. That's what I think. But all right, folks, welcome back to the program. Yes, Donald Trump's immunity or presidential immunity is being discussed at the Supreme Court, of course. And, you know, there's different agendas that want it to go a certain way, obviously. But generally speaking, though, if you are president of the United States and you're constantly second guessing whatever it is that you're doing, not so much that you might be impeached, but certainly some sort of blanket thing where, again, your opposition party can simply try to take you to the cleaners once you leave office. I mean, these are some pretty important questions. Now, certainly what I think that we watch and we look for. And by the way, the impeachment, so for example, of Joe Biden is likely not going to occur anytime soon. But all this material that is coming out about the influence peddling and looking at it from the perspective of RICO and so forth, these are all incredibly important things that do go into the estimation of the voters, for one thing. And certainly if it can be egregious enough, which I think to a great degree, I really do think it is, if you have somebody who is who's literally influence peddling at the highest office of the land, well, then impeachment may be on the table in terms of being a remedy. But whether or not it's a practical thing that could happen, that's a different story, of course. But let's listen in to Jonathan Turley. He was asked about this on Fox News. And the question sort of leading into this was, are we on the brink now of seeing some very bad case law made out of this whole thing? So let's listen in to Jonathan Turley and get his opinion on the presidential immunity issue here.
Well, I think that you've really captured the moment for the justices. They would love this cup to pass from their lips, but they have to drink. They've been avoiding this for decades. They had a case involving civil immunity where they did say that a president needs immunity in order to function, including in those sort of outer parameters of his office. The question is, does that extend to criminal law, to criminal charges? And what's often been discussed in the media is how extreme the Trump team's arguments are, bringing up SEAL Team 6 and things like that. But the justices may be equally concerned about the extreme nature of the lower court decision, that it leaves the president without protection. So they've got cliffs on both sides. Either they go over one side and a president has no protections at all, or you go over the other side and a president has total protections and can do most anything. There's a good chance that some of these justices are going to want a third option, something more nuanced where a president has some protection.
Well, so there's Jonathan Turley. And, what he's talking about, I think, SEAL Team 6 and so forth, some of this discussion that's been ongoing in the oral arguments and so forth has to do with, can a president, take out one of their rivals, and so forth. And that's, of course, part of the big sort of sensationalistic aspect of all this. But generally speaking, if you're a president of the United States, you can't constantly be wondering, how is this going to play later on? But at the same time, if you even go back to Nixon, there were some issues about Nixon, and of course he resigned to avoid being impeached and then tried in the Senate and then removed from office. So he sort of stopped that in its tracks. And then I think we would have had a lot more about presidential immunity had Gerald Ford, then President Ford, had he not pardoned Richard Nixon. By doing so, of course, I think that left this question until now, basically, to really be looked at in earnest. But, of course, President Trump himself has been talking about, what it means to have any kind of immunity or the expectation thereof, because if you don't have immunity, again, it's going to work its way into how the president executes the office. And so once again, and this from Breitbart, I should say, Supreme Court poised to agree with Trump. Former presidents are immune from some prosecutions. And again, I think if it could be shown that a president ordered the direct assassination of a political rival, I think that would probably be so egregious, not only for impeachment, but otherwise as well. So these extreme cases or extreme examples, and sometimes that is how you sort of argue something. If you take an extreme case or extreme hypothetical, you can try to get to the logical limit of what is being proposed, because sometimes when you get to that extreme, you then begin to see and I'm not talking about anything in particular with Trump at this point, but just in the case of argumentation, if you get to that extreme, you can see in some cases how that begins to unravel logically. And that can be very instructive, right? Because on the surface, something might sound, oh, yeah, this is exactly the way it needs to be. But then when you take it out to that extreme, again, building that foundation and going step by step to get to that absurd point, and you kind of think about it for more than a minute, basically, it sometimes presents itself that, okay, that's way too far out. This principle doesn't seem to stand. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so Washington, D.C., majority of Supreme Court justices sympathized with Donald Trump's attorneys' arguments that a president does enjoy some level of immunity that endures past the term of office. The court heard oral arguments regarding if Trump is immune from prosecution on charges of attempting to overturn the results of the 2020 election, as special counsel Jack Smith claims. A federal trial court ruled in Smith's favor that Trump is not immune from prosecution, but Smith's prosecution in D.C. has been on hold until the Supreme Court weighs in, likely in late June. Arguments revealed that a majority appears to agree that presidents do enjoy some scope of immunity after their term in office, but the ultimate question will be the establishment of a standard. Exactly. If the court institutes a test, it would vacate or strike the lower court decision that former presidents have no immunity, sending the case back to trial court. The court would then undergo a painstaking point-by-point analysis on each fact to determine if immunity exists. That process could take months, and the Supreme Court appears likely to hold that decision itself would be appealable. That, of course, if the court takes it, would ensure the final outcome of a Trump trial in D.C. comes well after the November 5th election day, a stinging blow to Smith and President Joe Biden, Smith's boss, right, and Trump's opponent in the election. Justices explored several scenarios on Thursday by which a president might potentially be charged with a crime. Justice Neil Gorsuch pressed the government's Michael Dreeben on the hypothetical scenarios of a president leading a mostly peaceful civil rights protest that could obstruct an official proceeding. So a president then could be prosecuted for the conduct I described after he leaves office, he asked. Probably not, Dreeben said, arguing that such an action would not be among the core kinds of activities of official presidential duties. Justices also probed if the institution of the presidency would be crippled if presidents are subject to criminal prosecution for anything they've done in office by anyone who might accuse them of wrongdoing, essentially creating open season on a president after leaving office. And so again, part and parcel too is you got to tear down, the office of the presidency. It's convoluted, isn't it, folks? Stay right there because we are coming right back. We've got a lot more to do. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy. Doing what I'm doing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Friday edition continues. We're having a great time already here on the program this morning. We hope that you've got a great Friday ahead of you. And then also, of course, a great weekend. And as we continue through this program, of course, we'll take a look at some of our national weather. We've got a great song this morning as well. And we'll continue, of course, talking about what we're talking about. But first, I do want to give a shout out this morning to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, writing in and letting us know that he's out there this morning. So that's very cool. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 49 degrees with heavy rain. After 4 years in the Marines and going to college with a wife and two babies, I have little patience for these young people wasting their time and hurting our country. They need to live in these countries, and then they will appreciate what they have here. Have a great evening, Semper Fi. Richard, well, Semper Fi, of course, right back at you. You're right. You're right. You're so right. And I don't think they understand what's happening in these different parts of the world. And if they knew for a moment, and maybe they do, I'm just erring on the side of, you know, trying to put the, you know, trying to give the benefit of the doubt a little bit. But, yeah, you're right, Richard. I mean, if they actually had to live in these countries and endure what they would find to be so abhorrent, maybe they'd say, hey, wait a minute, maybe the United States and Israel aren't so bad after all. But I know it can be wishful thinking, but you've hit it right on the head, Richard. Absolutely, you have. All right, actually, let's head over to the telephone lines here. We've got John in Sarasota giving us a call this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle.
It's funny what you were just speaking about from Richard the Marine. Three little quick quips here.
Sure.
Number one, if these are institutions of higher learning, then it makes Sesame Street look like Mensa. So that's number one. Number two, if you have a nose ring and you're protesting in any of these particular institutions of higher learning and you believe that Hamas is a wonderful organization, go over there, or we could possibly send you over there with your nose ring and see how they respond to you. And number three, when Bill Clinton was in office and he did not fornicate with that woman, nor did he inhale, we had no issues. But the other part of that is Stacey Abrams loses an election, wants a recount, and that's perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah.
There's no, you know, so, you know, I can't say more than what I say to the absurd part of what I've said, because go figure, right? Go figure. I mean, and the thing with Jonathan Turley, the poor guy looks like he hasn't slept in weeks. I mean, I've seen him on his interviews, but they're still trying to piece together Greg Jarrett, Jonathan Turley, what's his name, the Democrat lawyer, Gershowitz.
Gershowitz, yeah.
Yeah, they're still trying to piece together what the crime he committed is. Why is what is the crime that he's committed for that he's in this trial?
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
So, anyway, yeah, these institutions of higher learning, can you imagine that this is the future of this country, those people?
I know. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. It like I said, it makes Sesame Street look like Mensa. So I don't know, Kyle. But yeah, that's my, as you would say, my opine moment. And Bill Clinton, Stacey Abrams, they're all, you know, can't go after those people, right? They no reason to. Just good old American folk.
That's right. No kidding.
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet, right?
That's, yeah, in that order, too. Exactly.
Well, you know, sarcasm's the only thing left, my friend. Rationalization, like I say all the time, your show is not to persuade the people that understand what's happening. Your show would be best if we could persuade the people that don't have a clue.
Yeah.
But that's the tough part. I mean, so with that being said, enjoy your weekend. And once again, always good to be able to have the freedom of free speech.
Amen to that. Absolutely. John, thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Yes, sir. You too.
Thanks. Take care. All right. John in Sarasota making some good sense right there. There's no doubt about that. I appreciate what he's talking about. Absolutely. Well, folks, let's take a look real quick here at our national weather. This from the National Weather Service, an active weather pattern for much of the plains into the mid to upper Mississippi Valley regions. That's going to be the case. Thunderstorms are going to bring heavy rains, localized flash flooding, and severe weather to portions of the plains, and an elevated to critical fire weather threat across the southern high plains. Cooler than average temperatures expected from the Rockies to the west coast, I can attest to that, and from the mid-Atlantic to the northeast, while much above average temperatures spread from the southern plains to the Great Lakes. An active weather pattern expected to cross the midsection of the nation from the plains to the mid to upper Mississippi Valley. Two strong storms expected to produce a variety of springtime weather over the next several days across these regions. Thunderstorm activity occurring across portions of the central plains, lower Arkansas, and lower Missouri valleys. Thursday afternoon will be expanding northward into the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley region and southward into the southern plains as the first of two strong lows to affect these regions begins to deepen across the central high plains and move northeastward. So be very careful out there, folks. We always want you to get there in one piece. Pay special attention, of course, to your local weather, especially if you do have any kind of severe weather gathering. So do be careful out there on this Friday morning and, of course, across this weekend. All right. Well, you know, it's Freedom Friday here on the show, and that means we're free to play whatever we want. And I thought it would be a very cool thing. We played Landslide earlier in the week for Lucy, who's trying her best to recover and get stronger. And I thought also there was another song that was very special to her, and I thought that we would bring that out here because it is Freedom Friday, meaning we can play whatever we want. And so, once again, Lucy, everybody's pulling for you. The whole overnight community is. Here we go. Patti Smyth and Scandal, and this is a great song, and also I think is her go-to physical therapy song. Here we go, folks. It's The Warrior. Smythe and Scandal, everybody, taking us all the way up to the top of the hour. And once again, long distance dedication out there to Lucy in Sarasota. So folks, stay right there. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news. We got a lot more to do, a lot more to tell you about. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.